This conference is being recorded.
So, I'm back. So, I'd like to take a minute just to introduce myself and tell you a little bit about why I decided to do this forum. I'm Marlene Martin, as many of you already know, and I'm a certified Inspired Learning Model Facilitator. And I was introduced to this model even before I knew what it was, and I was introduced to it from perspective of being a participant in a learning situation where it was used, and it was so awesome to me, and it was such an enlightening kind of place to be in, such a wonderful safe space that I got really excited. So when the opportunity came to become certified in using this model to deliver new content information, to use this model for workshops and those kinds of things, I jumped at the chance, and I really love it. And also, I'm a tutor trainer, a tutor, and a certified life coach. So what I found that at this point where I am, where I'm using the adult, where I'm working in adult literacy with adult basic education, bringing that inspired learning model, the coaching skills, and my love for learning, this is a wonderful blend, and I'm loving how it's coming together. So I decided that I thought, to have a forum, to have a place where people who are involved with things I love, like adult literacy, adult learners, and the adult educator could come and share their ideas around this model, to learn more about this model, to also have an opportunity to experience the model for themselves and to then look at how they can put it in their program or use it when they're tutoring. So that's why I'm here today, and I'm very, very excited about it. What I'd like to do before we go any further is I'd like for us to take a moment to just become present, fully present where we are. I think that's a great way because we're doing this, you know, from coast to coast, you know, internationally. So I'd like for us to feel a sense of connection. So if you would, just put down any pens and paper you have, and let's just get quiet for a moment and, you know, close your eyes or leave them open, whatever is comfortable for you. And I just ask you to just put your attention for a couple minutes on your own breathing, just to get in touch with your own physicality and to let your physical body catch up with the mental stuff that's been going on all day and allow the mental to slow down. And so you can just pay attention to your breathing and just feel it and just kind of reconnect to yourself as a physical being. And as you get quiet, just let your cares just kind of drift away, all the appointments that are still to come or the appointments and things that you've done today. Let them be put on the shelf. Let's just put those on the shelf for now and give yourself permission to have all your attention here in this place. And so as you put your attention on this place and this time, I want you to bring to mind a picture of the planet, if you will. Just picture the planet and where you are on the planet. And think about the planet as being round. And if you can, in your mind's eye, just kind of reach out your arms and hug the planet, if you will. And in hugging the planet, the idea is that everyone on the call is in the same space of hugging the planet, kind of connecting us all up. We live in a global village these days. So just by envisioning, hugging the planet, just kind of brings us all together with our common interests and our willingness to open up to some new possibilities. And take another breath while you're hugging the planet and just let that sense of grounded earthiness and that sense of connection, maybe from the heart, permeate your space for a little bit and just allow yourself to just relax. Just open up to receive and receive what gifts are available for you today. I want you to release and know that you're in a safe space and that what is said here is a wonderful, wonderful one more breath. Just allow yourself to come back into the space in the room where you are. And then we will begin to talk more about the Inspired Learning Model, this content delivery system that has me so excited. And what I'd like to do now is talk a little bit about the model. The Inspired Learning Model, as I understand it, is made up of 7 different elements. And today we won't get a chance to talk about all those elements. But what I want to do is I want to introduce you to the different elements, and then we'll focus our attention on the guidelines. So in this element model, hi, someone else has joined us. Who's just joined us?
Hi, it's Marcy.
Hi, Marcy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
We have Sheila on the call with us today, so we have an intimate group.
Oh, wow, Sheila.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi.
And what I was doing was I was just getting ready to talk about the elements of the model, just introducing them. So what I've done is we've done a connection, and we included you in that connection because we knew that you would be joining us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are quite welcome. So where I was talking about how excited I am about the Inspired Learning Model. I'm excited that Sheila's here because Sheila's been in the field of adult literacy even longer than I have, and she's all excited about the model. So I'm thinking, what a wonderful place to start this forum, to have my background and to have Sheila's background and how much she has taken to the model and really enjoys it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's awesome. So
yeah, thank you, Marlene, for providing this.
You're quite welcome. So what I'm going to do is I am recording the call.
Okay.
So what I want to do is I just want to mention the 7 elements of the model, and then I want to talk a little bit about the guidelines.
Okay.
So today I will just tell you what the elements are and know that over time we will explore them a little bit more. So the elements are the facilitator, and the facilitator is the expert and the master of the subject that's being created. Then the next element is the subject matter, and that is whatever the content is that you'll be delivering. The physical environment, and that's a safe place, a comfortable place, in which the learning can take place. The inspired learner. And that is the person you're working with or the group you're working with. And from my point of view, it's all of us all the time because I believe in the concept of the lifelong learner. So I feel like I'm always an inspired learner. The next element is the standards of presence. And with the adult literacy community and with adult basic education, I have worked on adapting those and call them guidelines for accelerated learning because we have a dedicated learning environment in adult literacy and adult basic education. So we'll talk about those guidelines, and that's probably where most of our attention and time will go today. The next element is integration, and that is how the inspired learner integrates what they've learned into their daily living or into whatever it is they came for, into their living, into their job. And then the 7th element is the inspiration. And that's that magical piece, that genius that shows up, at least it has for me, when I adhere to these guidelines and these elements. So we will talk about these more. And I'm going to tell you now, I really want to make sure I tell you this. If you notice in the information that a lot of you got at the ProLiteracy Conference, for those of you who were at the North Carolina Ambassador Workshop, that I handed out resource sheets. And on the resource sheets is the Foundation for Inspired Learning. That's the home. That's the place where the Inspired Learning Model originated. The Foundation has a forum telephone call every month, the second Wednesday of the month. And if you join that call, you can hear from the Foundation founder, Peter Redding, And he'll be talking about all of these elements over the next 7 months. So you can go to that call, participate in that call, and get the information from the founder. Peter is dynamic. Peter is always fully present and a wonderful, wonderful embodiment of the model in all that he does. So if you want to do that, I think that would be great.
Can I add something, Marlene?
Yes, please do, Marcy.
The other thing about those calls, too, which is really wonderful, is that you hear from other facilitators who have already integrated the model or are looking for ways to integrate the model into whatever aspect that they're involved in. So that's really good, too, because it provides a good opportunity to hear and what other people are doing and how they're doing it.
Excellent point. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I think, Sheila, you have actually been on a call before, too.
Yeah, it was wonderful to hear Peter and just, you know, to connect with other folks who are experiencing the model, either facilitating it or curious about it.
Yes, great. I'm really glad that we brought that up. And what I see is that is a wonderful place that you can get information. And this forum is also another place. I kind of think of this forum as being like what is called a special interest group in coaching and in different areas. It's like this forum will provide a place for those who are involved in adult literacy and adult basic education to come together and share from their perspective or ask those questions that are specific to the arena in which they work or in the arena in which they teach and those kinds of things. So what I'm saying is there are two places already that you can go. And also, the Foundation's website, inspiredlearning.org, has a wealth of information on the model. It has information on the elements. It has a wonderful, I think, five-page document written by Peter on the evolution of the model and how to set up a safe learning environment. So you have a lot of resources, and I just want to think of this call as one of those resource points. So, Marcy, do you have anything to add on that point?
No, other than there are a number of really good resources right on the website that people can access to look at.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would suggest you do that. And if you didn't get, it's inspiredlearning.org. And you can always call me or email me for that information. So now what I'd like to do is I'd like to talk about the guidelines for accelerated learning. Marcy, that's the term that I came up with for using the adaptation of the standards of presence in this community, because the word learning to me was like very important because it's such, we're talking with about adult educators and the like. So it's like, yeah, that's the term that I want to use.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could add, being that I'm working with learners in that group, it seemed like a little more accessible language to them to use the guide rather than standards of presence, although they're growing into whatever it wants to be called, but I think it's good for the adult learners and vocabulary.
Thank you. Yes, I totally, totally agree. So what I wanted to talk about was what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go quickly through the guidelines and so that we can presence them in this call. And then what we'll do is we'll just talk about it because we have the intimate group here. And this call can serve as a foundation call for people who weren't able to make this call today. So with the guidelines for accelerated learning, the way it was written, I'm going to read a little bit of it to you. Co-creating a safe environment. And that's what this model is, to me, all about, that safe, accepting environment. So it's all groups that come together for the purpose of learning, creating, communicating, living, and celebrating need a safe space. And a safe group environment is the basis for powerful learning. These guidelines will help us create the safe space. And the main principle of the guidelines is acceptance. And the practice starts with the intention to follow the guidelines. So briefly, I'd like to state it is my intention to maintain confidentiality. So in a learning environment, what I see and hear of a personal or specific nature stays within the group. It's my intention to be open to learn with a beginner's mind. It's my intention to practice a positive focus. My intention is to connect at a deep level. I practice opening my heart to the essence of what is being taught. It's my intention to be responsible for myself and for my experience. My intention to practice listening deeply and with honor. To give only authentic and positive acknowledgement and support. And to fully receive acknowledgement and support. It's my intention to practice self-care and self-responsibility and allow others to do the same. It's also my intention to be fully present. And when I do presentations and use the guidelines, which I always do now, I always end with, can you agree to practice these guidelines to the best of your ability? And ask for some kind of an agreement or discussion around them. And as for
yes,
me,
it sounds great.
Good, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, these guidelines are so rich and so deep that they in themselves, I found, have been, can be, and have been the basis for presentations, for classes, because they're rich. What I've shared this time is just a really shortened version of the guidelines, because to do them justice, it would take this call and then some. So I like how powerful they are. And I cannot say enough about the model and the power of these guidelines when you use it. So,
yeah, Marlene, may I interject something?
Please do.
I was just, from the focus group that I've been doing and the learners that are involved in that, I was in an advisory board meeting, and one of the folks in my group who's a learner and on staff was present, and the meeting was getting a little kind of chaotic and interruptive, and she slipped me a little note saying, they could really use the guidelines.
I love it.
And I thought, it's so true, is what I'm noticing for those folks that come to the group and have been practicing it, how they are really noticing it when they're in a class or a different situation about whether it's we, I statements. And it's really cool to see that they're really, you know, they're picking up on it.
Oh, that's great. And you bring to mind a point to me that I have been practicing the guidelines and using this model for long enough now that when I'm in a situation where it's not present, I find myself a little bit antsy, you know, uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because
me too.
The guidelines and this model is so supportive. It's so nurturing. I think that's the word. And it's the word that just came to me now is it's soft. It allows me personally to be open, to be in the place of my heart. And if I am in a place that is not, in a situation that's not using the guidelines, that is not practicing this model, I find that I'm a little bit uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, wow, that says to me so much about the power of this model and how awesome it is to feel that safe. And I think one of the things that I find is the safety point or the point of feeling safe is so important. And Sheila, I'm reminded of the play shop that I did at Opportunity to Read where you were last June, and how we ended up spending probably twice the amount of time we had allotted for the guidelines because people had questions and they wanted clarity, and we felt that it was important that they understand the power of the guidelines and how creating a safe environment could be done. And look at the phenomenal results we got from taking the time with the guidelines.
That was amazing. And you're coming back as a result of that.
I know. But I'm reminded of, and I can't even remember the gentleman's name, who that
Dan.
Was the first Dan, the first tutor event he had come to. And because he felt safe, because he felt nurtured, because he knew that no one would put him down, because he knew no one would laugh at his dream, he shared his dream for the first time.
And, you know, that's after many, many years of being involved in literacy. And the other thing I wanted to say, what a wonderful example and gift he was to a lot of the other learners who were, you know, learners from having other languages, Spanish mostly, as their first language, how they were so shocked that there was someone in the program who was an English speaker who was having challenges. And that really opened them up to a whole different sense of safety, confidentiality, and all that. So, I mean, he was a huge gift and inspiration to many of the other folks in the class.
That's awesome. It was really, really great. And to me, it spoke just volumes. It's like the old adage, they say a picture's worth a thousand words.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to talk about the inspired learning model and to talk about the guidelines, that's wonderful. But to experience it, and that's what I had the opportunity to do when I was at Opportunity to Read in June. And Dan was such a wonderful, wonderful gift in terms of he experienced it right then and right there, and like you said, he turned out to be a gift to everyone present because he demonstrated how powerful it is and how powerful and gifted people are when it's safe for them to be so.
And he was the first learner to sign up for this next class. So he asked me, now, when's that going to be? So, you know.
Awesome. That makes my day. That is wonderful. That is so great. So what I was intending, or one of the things that I wanted to share was we just did it, how powerful this model is. And the other thing I want to share is I want to share my vision for this model. And my vision is that as part of the work I do, that the Inspired Learning Model becomes a worldwide standard for delivering content, for creating a safe space throughout the entire adult literacy and adult basic education community. It's phenomenal. And I can even think about when I did a presentation here in North Carolina in December. I spent 2 hours working with adult learners as part of that. And we went through the guidelines and we talked about those guidelines. And it was amazing to me how they opened up after discussing the guidelines and recognizing that they were in this wonderful, safe place. And how one of the things that stood out for me was how quickly they got into the idea of acknowledgement. They began to acknowledge each other for their presence in the room, for their presence in the program, and for the support their being there sharing their story meant to each other. So it was really amazing because even without me asking them to acknowledge each other to practice that skill, they immediately got it. It was kind of like, what is it that you're glad for here? And it turned out that they acknowledged one another for sharing their stories, for showing up. They acknowledged them for, wow, you inspire me. So it was really awesome just by going over the guidelines and letting them know that they were in this wonderful environment that was there to support them. They opened up and began to acknowledge one another. So, I don't know, I get really, really excited when I think about the possibility.
And Marlene?
Yes.
there's that ripple effect, because what I'm noticing with the learners that have been practicing the guidelines is they are coming back and sharing stories of using it with their children or their family members and practicing it. So it's pretty amazing.
I love it. I love it. This is so, so exciting. And Marcy, I'm going to ask you if you would be willing, because you're here. Marcy is the president, executive director, right?
Right.
Okay, executive director of the Inspired Learning, of the Foundation for Inspired Learning. So, Marcy, what I wanted to do was I wanted to give a little bit of background on the Foundation for Inspired Learning and how it got started. And if you would like, I would love it if you would actually share that part with us.
As much as I know of it.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, basically, Peter Redding and Marcia, his partner, started the coaching school, Coach for Life. And they started, they were using this model in their Coach for Life training. And they were just astounded over a period of time at how well people learned and how people felt being trained in the model. And Peter just loves education and loves bringing continuous learning to people and loves creating safe places for people, and he wants to make learning fun and safe for people. And he realized that when he was, you know, when he was younger, and most of us went through the traditional model, which is not that safe and acknowledging and all that. And so he decided to start, I guess it was 4 years ago now, decided to start the Foundation for Inspired Learning and bring the Inspired, really what he wants to do is bring the Inspired Learning model all over the world.
Yay.
So in different formats. And in fact, right now we are working with a fellow, an educator who works with to train people in Africa. So we're looking at, that would be one of our, sort of our big kudos if we get that. That would be really great to bring the model there, because we're talking about life issues that people are dealing with. And what a perfect way to introduce life, those kinds of issues to them, like finances, and even in some areas it's teachers training people about how to keep safe from HIV/AIDS. So it's bringing the Inspired Learning model into that forum would be, is going to be really wonderful.
Wow.
So that's what he, so his one of Peter's thoughts is that he wanted to try to train as many people as he can, too, so that people, not just trainers for the foundation and for, you know, if we do go into Africa and different places, but to, or when we go into Africa, pardon me, and different places, not if, so that people are actually trained, too, to bring it into whatever aspect of life that they are working in their own jobs, if they're trainers or even if they're managers, to bring it into the workplace. So we're trying to bring the model in wherever we can, and focusing in the last year or so really on education, though.
And I was going to say, in terms of education, also there was a project that the foundation was involved in with the Howard County, Maryland schools, wasn't it?
Yes, we did a coaching program for educators.
Mm-hmm.
So there were different administrative people, right from the superintendent to different levels of administrators involved, as well as teachers involved in that training. I think there were 18 people involved in the training, and they went through that to take it in, and to take it into the classroom and working with each other. And we went in and did a how do you call it, not an evaluation from us, but really on their part, wanting to know how it was working, and it was working fabulously. People were bringing back a lot of different stories, and there are some of those on our website.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the report from Howard County is also on our website as well.
Good, good. And, you know, when you were talking about the old paradigm or the old way of the way that most of us probably went through school. And I, in my notes for the call today, I even wrote down an example of just how, to me, damaging that old model was. I remember when I was in junior high school, I was taking Latin. And I'll never forget my Latin instructor. And the thing that stands out most to me in Latin is the phrase miserabili dictu, horribly said. That's what I remember her saying to me.
Wow.
You know, it's like, you know, I spent 4 years taking Latin, and that's basically what I remember. You know, it was such a thing. It was like, here I am, a young person working on a new skill, learning a new language, and did I get acknowledged? No. What I got was, you did a horrible job, dear. You know? So that stuck out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, miserabili dictu. I think that's probably the best accent I have, and everything in that two-word phrase that was not very complimentary or supportive at all.
Wow.
So when I turn around and I think about the inspired learning model and the experience that I've had with it, you know, it's like, huh, this is the way. And I think that's what fuels my passion, is to be an example or to have experienced both ways of content delivery or both ways of creating a learning atmosphere. This one, the inspired learning model, is just so awesome. And it, I think I heard Peter say something about how learning increases when people are comfortable, when they're supported.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this model makes it very clear that the inspired learner is supported, is accepted, is honored, and celebrated.
Absolutely. And can I add one thing to it?
Please do.
Yeah, it's not, and the thing where I have found it work marvelously too is not just in terms of the training, but in our own personal lives. Like I've used, I use aspects of the standards with my family, and I've never had a better relationship with my mother.
Wow.
Exactly.
You know? So there's different aspects of it that we can bring back into other aspects of our life, and people notice it too. I mean, I get lots of comments about how I'm different than I was, you know, before I started taking some of the coaching and that. Although I was spiritual and thought a lot that way before, but it's just now I know what I'm doing. I know before I didn't know what I was doing. I knew that I was doing things to make people feel comfortable and everything, but I didn't really sort of know what it was that was doing that necessarily. And what this model does is it opens that up.
Exactly. And what I get is it allows me to bring this approach to life to a conscious level.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes,
like,
that's.
I think that's why I like the idea of the guidelines for accelerated learning. It's like guidelines to have a learning experience and a life experience that is accepting and supportive. And
yes.
Sheila also mentioned how she's had learners come back and give examples and stories of how they used it in their personal life. Is that right, Sheila?
Yes, and if I may, I'd like to just add, you know, as a big bonus for the Inspired Learning Model and the guidelines for the clients that we have coming in to improve their literacy skills, they've already fallen through the cracks or have many negative experiences. So this model is just ideal for adult literacy because it takes so many of them a while to really feel safe enough, number one, to even walk through the door to get help. And then because traditionally this the literacy has been based on one-on-one tutoring, and because we have always a shortage, or at this time, I'll put it this way, a shortage of tutors, we have started doing small groups. So the model's been a fabulous way to create that small group and have everyone on the same page and have that confidentiality and create that safe space together. That has been just, in my opinion, it's just been awesome. I've been really excited to see that come together. And as Marcy was saying, and all of us have experienced how it overflows into the families, relationships, communication, work, whatever. It's like something that can leave the room, and it's going to help them in all aspects of their life. So I think it's just, it's so dynamic.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Sheila. And the, what came to mind, too, was you've had some of the training, and you are getting such great results with it and enjoying it so much, you're also going to go for certification. Is that correct?
Yes.
Hey, congratulations.
Yay.
I think that is so wonderful.
And, you know, I'd like to just also say how grateful I am, because I'm working for a program, and my coworker Tony in the city of Watsonville has supported me in doing that, and I think that's pretty awesome. Working for, you know, a government program, is that I'm getting the opportunity to do this through my work, and I know that, you know, my intention is that it goes with me wherever I go. So I just feel really, really blessed and grateful to be supported and encouraged to do this.
That's great.
And let me also, Marlene, just acknowledge you and thank you for, you know, your inspiration and how contagious your energy is to just for, you know, because really you're the person who introduced me to the model, and it's giving us an avenue to work together, play together, and to create a dream that we had since, what, 1992?
Yeah. That's true. Another thing, and it's my honor and it's my pleasure, and you know how much I enjoy us doing things together, and I'm so enamored with the model that it's kind of like I want everybody to, you know, do all they can to be a part of the model, to experience the model and everything. So it goes back for me to my vision of seeing it being offered in all adult literacy programs, basic education programs, and I would really get really excited if, like, pro-literacy, which is a foundation, an organization of adult literacy programs, I would love to see them come out and say, yes, this is the model we would like everybody to use when delivering content. I mean, to
Yay.
Me, that's my dream, is to have that be. When they have their national conferences, that there's a segment that's on, you know, on the using the model. And who know, you know, one day maybe people saying, yes, sign me up so that I can become certified, and then that becomes a part of that conference that they have a track on the Inspired Learning Model. You know, so I have big dreams for that, and it's like, it's so life-changing. It's so life-changing. And you probably have heard me mention Carol, who was the adult learner that I worked with in California before I moved to North Carolina, and how in using that model with her, she was able to step into her own power and own who she is because she felt supported in taking risks and trying different things and said, well, you know, maybe I can do this and maybe I can do that. And instead of being closed down or shot down for her dream, she was encouraged and supported, because that's what I learned from using the model. So I celebrated her, and she started to celebrate herself, and she was co-facilitating national programs with me on the national level, presentations on the national level. So it's infectious to me. It's like, yeah, get some of this, get some of this. And I just think it's so great. And Sheila, I want to dovetail on something else you said, and you were talking about adult learners in literacy programs and oftentimes come into the program what I call wounded by
yes.
the educational system, because they've had such bad experiences, and if it wasn't a bad experience, they got ignored, you know, so they just slipped through the cracks. And to come into an environment where this model is available and they're supported, they're encouraged, they're accepted, they're celebrated, it's new, but they get it. What I'm finding is they get it pretty quickly. You know,
Absolutely. Can I add something, Marlene?
Yes,
I just want to add this because it just made me think of it again. I'm really interested in and looking at developing a program that's somewhat different from the certification program, because that's too expensive for the group that I'm thinking of, I think, for some of them, mm-hmm. For parents. So a short program for parents that would involve the Inspired Learning Model and kind of a combination of coaching techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So coaching techniques that work with parents and working with their kids,
mm-hmm.
as well as, you know, through the Inspired Learning Model. And so that's one of the things that I'm really interested in doing.
Oh, that's great.
I support you and encourage you to do that because, gosh, you know, where does it start? It starts at home. And
yeah.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
And another thing to keep in mind, or that came to mind for me when you were talking about that, doing it for parents can also fit into the adult literacy community. Because a lot of the learners that we work with are parents.
And thank you, because Opportunity to Read does have a portion of the program that's called Families for Literacy. And so it's the adult learner who have children 5 and under that are encouraged to read to their children. So it's that whole idea of breaking the literacy cycle and, you know, learning to read stories and such. So it'd be perfect little thing to include into, you know, because a lot of them haven't really had reading or other things modeled to them. So it seems like a natural little place to go to be simplified in a way that could be added into their that aspect of the family.
Well,
literacy.
Would you two like to be involved in this?
I'd be certainly curious, and I'd like to know more.
Me too. I was going to say, I'm willing to, like, let's find out what's going on, and keep me abreast, and then we'll look and see, you know, where it goes.
Where it could fit in, you know, because, you know, it may, as I said, that sounds really exciting.
Well, what we'll do is we'll make it so that it does fit in.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because also, Marcy, you may not be aware of it, a lot of adult literacy programs do have a family portion, and
mm-hmm.
it's often called Families for Literacy or Family Literacy Section or what have you. So
FFL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was going to say, there's programs even in jail systems that have parenting programs.
Mm-hmm. Father's program, mother, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a wide open field.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, yes, please let us be a part of it, and I'll follow your lead. How's that sound?
Sounds good. If this is something that we can bring and assist that community, I'd love that.
Yes.
Cool. Very exciting.
Definitely.
All right.
So, I am complete on what I wanted to share. Is there anything else either one of you wanted to share before I turn off the recorder?
No, I think I've shared enough.
there is one other thing I wanted to share, and I want to share that I have worked with another coach and another adult educator on a program called Now I Thrive. And this program is a program that we created as a 90-day program using the Inspired Learning Model to help people create a different mindset, if you will. And the idea behind it is to encourage a mindset of positivity, yes, I can, and to help people develop and own their power and their dream for their life. And the program is still looking for a funder and a partner. And in the adult literacy community, what I had in mind, or what we had in mind, was to work with an adult literacy organization that would be the grantee. We're looking for $65,000, and the program is aimed at working with up to 20 adult literacy students or adult basic education students, have them do a 5-day residential program to get started, 5-day piece, pretty much modeled after Coach for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have follow-up telephone conferences, peer coaching kinds of things, and professional coaching to help them identify where they want to go, what their strengths are, how to build on them, and how to create a life built around their own personal values.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really exciting, and what we're looking for is we're looking for someone to partner with us to do that. So I just wanted to put that out there so that everybody would know that, and if someone says, yes, that's the exact fit for my organization, or I know someone who can, they can contact me at marlene@sacredspacecoaching.com.
Wow.
Exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, and there's been a lot of work in it, and we're about ready to launch it, and we're looking for that partner to go with us. We also looked at an organization who can help us do national recruiting, and that organization is known is Value, which is an organization founded by and run by adult learners here in the United States who've been through some kind of program and adult literacy program or adult basic education, and they would be our national partner on this. So we have a lot of the pieces in place. And we're looking to move it to the next level.
Well, it sounds like it's almost there. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's like I wanted to make sure that I put that intention out there so that anybody listening to this or either one of you, if you make contact with somebody that, you know, you think would be a good fit, that you could pass the information along.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Ding, ding,
yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
So I'm so excited. I'm so honored that you both joined me today. And I'm knowing that our group will grow in size and that we will just continue in this vein. Any other comments before we can
talk? This is Sheila. And I would just like to acknowledge you, Marlene, for the inspiration and insight to put this together. I think it's fabulous. And also I'd really like to acknowledge Marcy for just being on board and, you know, for your insight from your perspective of being involved with the foundation, as well as just being interested in, and you know, what we're doing in terms of adult literacy and adult education. So I think that's great, and I really appreciate being able to be on board for your first teleclass.
Well, thank you so much, Sheila, and I want to acknowledge you too for your undying support, your encouragement, and I mean, opportunity to read is what gives me wonderful opportunities to share this information. It's a win-win-win-win-win, and I'm so glad that both of you had a chance to be with me today on this, and there will be more. I hear Peter Redding in the back of my head saying, and there's more.
Well, there always is. And since we're acknowledging, I do want to say how much I really appreciate the work that both of you are doing. And I can't wait to do more work with you. It's very exciting. It's what keeps me going. And I know a lot of other people will feel that way, too, as you start connecting with them. And that's great.
And thank you both so much. It's been totally my pleasure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.